This is Louisiana's Lab. I'm Nick Jansen. Here in Bayou Grand Liard, down by the toe of Louisiana's boot, the Coastal Protection and Restoration Authority is creating marsh.
We're taking what used to be land and marsh, went back into open water, and now we have made it back into land.
Chuck Paradin's a spokesman for CPRA. Creating land where there's open water seems like an impossible task, but the basic idea is remarkably simple. Fill in the water with lots of sand. Finding that sand and transporting it, that's the hard part. 1 mile off Louisiana's coast, the C.R. McCaskill, a dredge boat, sits in about 35 feet of water. The ocean floor beneath it is a virtual treasure trove of sand, perfect for dredging.
In front of us, and reaching down to the bottom of the Gulf Shore, is what we call a cutterhead. It's kind of like a big pine cone, a big, strong metal pine cone that turns and churns up the sand and sediment that's at the bottom of the Gulf.
The dredged sediment is then sucked into a pipeline and transported back on shore to Bayou Grand Liard.
Where we're traveling along right now, you can see the brown earthen containment dikes.
Those dikes will be filled in with the Gulf sediment, then CPRA will plant trees on the new marsh. Paradin says establishing vegetation is one of the easiest parts of a marsh creation project.
Well, one of the nice things that we have found is that life just takes off.
Louisiana loses on average a football field of wetlands every 45 minutes. But Paradin says CPRA is doing everything they can to combat that.
We have created more than 34,000 football fields of land in coastal Louisiana.
This project at Bayou Grand Liard will contribute another 660. For Louisiana's Lab, I'm Nick Jansen.
Support for healthcare and science coverage on Louisiana's Lab comes from Bazile, Saxe & Wilson, serving the legal and business needs of people and companies throughout Louisiana, and from ExxonMobil Baton Rouge, supporting education in science, technology, engineering, and math.